The Medrash and the Pasuk, V'yikrevu Yemei Yisrael Lomos, teaches us, it quotes the Pasuk, Kitzel Yemeinu Ali Aretz. Our life on this world is like a shade. Says the Medrash, Halavai Kitzilai Shal Kaisel, Halavai, hopefully, would be compared to the shade made by a wall, a Kitzilai Shal Ilan, or the shade produced by a tree, but it's not that way. El Kitzilai Shal Oif. Our life's compared to the shade made by a bird, b'shua shu off, as it's flying. And the Sefer Yismach Moshe tries to understand what is the point that the Medrash is trying to make, particularly in this pasuk, where the pasuk speaks about v'yikve yumei Yisrael lomos, that the Yisrael Yaakovinu is about to pass away. And he explains that if you ask somebody, how long are you alive? So a person will normally say how many years he is has lived in the world already. But he says if we really think about that, that number of how many years we've already lived in the world is not a very meaningful number. Because what we've already lived on this world will never come back. And what you've done or not done in those moments are gone. And we think and we ask a person, how many years do you still have to live? It's also a question that no one can really answer because we don't know how much more we have to live in this world. The only moment that we could be confident that we have, the only moment that we could say that we are alive is the present. And on that, says the Medrash, that present second also flies like a bird flies. Life, every second of life, every moment of life travels very quickly. But, says the Yismach Moshe, that's all by a person who hasn't devoted his life to Torah, to Avodas Hashem. A person who devotes his life, a tzaddik who devotes his life to tzaddik and to Torah, Avodas Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, all of those moments that he has amassed in serving Hashem, they can never be taken away. They remain forever. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was teaching us. V'yikvu Yemei Yisrael Lomos. It was a time, it was a moment to analyze every moment of life. And that's why we find that when Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, he says, V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerav ha'aretz, and the Medrash says, Ma dogim halalu. He compares them to fish, gedalim b'mayim. They fish live in water, but it's, even though fish live in water, kimin shor the tipa achas mamala. If a drop of water comes down, they jump up to swallow that water, as if they have never tasted water before. Kachen Yisrael gedalim b'mayim b'toyra. Klai Yisrael live in the mayim of Torah. Kivan shem haim davar chadash, even a person has spent time previously learning Torah. Kivan shem shayim dvar chadash min haTorah, if you hear a new dvar Torah, hey mekabel noisa b'tzimam, they drink that new dvar Torah with most thirst. Kimosh lo shamu Torah b'mayim. What is the Medrash telling us? What was the bracha that Yaakov was giving to his children? He was giving his children the lesson and the message of the power of the second. And this second you have a Dvar Torah to hear, don't say, well, I've already heard much Dvar Torah, and I still will learn much Torah, and I don't have to take advantage of this moment, of this second to learn Torah. Learn from the fish, says Yaakov, and learn from life. Life is fleeting, and the moments that we grab to use meaningfully in our lives, those moments remain forever. And that's why the fish, even though they're surrounded by water, they live in water. They take advantage of every new drop of water because they know that that's what's going to keep them alive. If we want to bring meaning to our lives and we want to have every moment of life have meaning, then every Dvar Torah we hear, every moment that we have an opportunity to learn Dvar Torah, every moment that we have an opportunity to do something that's good, a mitzvah, is a moment that we should not lose. And that concept of every act, which we think might not be that significant, are really extremely significant. We learn further from the bracha of Yaakov to Menashe and Ephraim, where we know Yaakov put his right hand on Menashe's head and his left hand, his right hand on Ephraim's head and his left hand on Menashe's head. And Yosef was concerned, and Yosef wanted to switch the hands. And the question, of course, is obvious. Yes, Yaakov put this hand here and that hand there, but does it really make that much of a difference? Here, Menashe and Ephraim were getting the most incredible opportunity to get a bracha from their father, Yaakov, the grandfather, Yaakov Avinu. So does it make that much of a difference on whose head is the right hand and whose head is the left hand? And the answer is absolutely. Even what we think are small, insignificant acts carry in them incredible significance. And because they carry in them this incredible significance, Yaakov realized this, Yosef realized this, and that's why they paid attention even to what we might not think is so significant. The Chazal teach us when Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha now, parsh to Yehuda, says, Yehuda ati yiducha achicha l'mloich aleim ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu told Yehuda, your brothers will agree that you should be the melech, you should be the king over Klal Yisrael. Amar Yaakov, Yehuda b'nei golav yidu lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so well aware, Shatei tzaltas Yosef ben Amisa, you were the one that saved Yosef from death. You were the one that did the right thing in the story of Tamar. Tiska shiducha l'cha achicha. Your brothers will make you their king. And continues Yaakov Avinu, says the Medrash, and telling Yehuda, af ba'olam haba, even in olam haba, tiska shiyikru kulam al shimcha Yehudim. All of Klal Yisrael will be called Yehudim, connected to Shevet Yehuda. We see that Yehuda just said a few words. Yehuda just said, Ma betza kinerag asachinu. And because of that, Yaakov Avinu says, that's why you will be melech. But it's most interesting to point out that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that Vava Mebeis, quotes the pasuk of Beitzeya Berech Nietz Hashem. And Rameya Omer says, the Gemara Lenem Beitzeya Kenegi Yehuda. Rameya downgrades what Yehuda said. He said, when Yehuda said, Ma betza, but Kol HaMavarachis Yehuda, says Rameya, Harei Zeh Menaetz, giving Yehuda, complimenting Yehuda, is actually wrong. And I saw that the Sefer Oyal for Rav Leib Chasman Zatzal asked the question that we find here two extremes. On one hand, the Pasuk of Beitzeya Berech Neitz Hashem is teaching us how Yehuda, the Pasuk of Mabetza that Yehuda said, is used to make him into the Melech. And Ramea says that Pasuk is used to say that he did the wrong thing. And the Gemara Masechta Chagiga explains, says in Daf Tes Amud Beis, Omalei Bar Hei Hei Lehil, Mai Deksiv, what the Pasuk says in Malachi, V'shaftem Re'isim Beit Tzadik L'Roshe Beit Oivel L'Kim L'Shloi Avadu. We'll see the difference between somebody who's between a Tzadik versus a Roshe, somebody who serves Hashem versus somebody who doesn't serve Hashem. So ask the Gemara, Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oivel L'Kim. The Tzadik is the one that serves Hashem. Hainu Rasha, Hainu Ashloi Avada. The Rasha is the one that doesn't serve Hashem. What is the redundancy that this Pasuk refers to? Answers the Gemara, Amalei Avdoi V'loi Avadoi Turayu Tzadiki Gemurei. When the Pasuk speaks about a person who serves Hashem and a person who doesn't serve Hashem, are both referring to Tzadikim Gemurim. However, V'ein Adonis Shoin Perakai Me'e Pamim, V'shoin Me'e Perakai Me'e Pamim V'echad. The person who's the Avdai versus the person who's the Lai Avdai is the person who learned that piece of Gemara 101 times. He's the Avadai. He's the one that's called the Eved Hashem. And the person who learned that piece of Torah only 100 times is Lai Avadai. And says Zohar Yaal, let's think about the situation. We have two individuals, tremendous Talmid Chachamim, tremendous tzaddikim, who are sitting and learning and reviewing the same piece of Torah, because they have such a love for the Torah, and they're so interested in understanding the Torah. They're so interested in remembering what they learn. And one caught an extra moment, And he used that extra moment to learn another, to learn that piece of Torah one more time. Will that person really know that piece of Torah so much better? Will that person really know, really remember it that much better? And of course the answer is not. Learn a piece of Torah 100 times, you'll remember it, you'll understand it. That one more time won't make a difference. So what is, why is this person called Avodai and this person called Aloy Avodai? He explains, because the person who went out of the way to learn it that one more time, what is he showing? He's showing that there's nothing more precious to him than the Dvar Torah. And if he can learn it one more time, I'm going to learn it one more time. And he says, that's the machlokes that we find about Yehuda. Yehuda said, Mabatza ki narog. Yehuda was the one that wanted to save Yosef. And that's why Yaakov says, you are going to be the Melech Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael are called Yehudim because of you. But Ramea says, he could have done a little better. He could have not just say Mabetza. And if he could have done a little better, every insignificant act that we think may be insignificant, every moment of life and every second of life is significant. Your right hand on the left hand is significant. The drop of water is the drop of Torah that the fish jump to catch. Recognizing, when we recognize the significance of every moment of life, when we recognize the significance of every act we do in life, then we are really living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live.